This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock. Good to have you on here, friend. What do you got for the tech update for us?
So I'm going to take it easy today. First, David, let me bring up Google. So 97% of people, I don't know if you can say you're in that percentage, use Google as your spell checker.
No, I don't. Really? Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. And the first word to ever be auto-corrected was teh. So instead of the, T-H-E, T-E-H was being misspelled. That was the first word to ever been auto-corrected. I know, crazy news, but let's talk about some other things. So I was scrolling through some of the podcasts that we've done in the past, and I just went back all the way to March of 2018. Yeah, we were talking about the same things, David, data and analytics, AI, what is blockchain, security, how to transform from legacy systems, and even what is your tech strategy, right? These are all things that we were talking about. And fast forward many years later, and geez, we're talking about the exact same thing.
No.
So let's talk about some of those things today, right? I want to bring up one thing I mentioned last week. I actually got a phone call. Sometimes I just get text messages or emails. I got a phone call from somebody that said, you have to mention that again because it is one of the smartest things you've ever said, which is the comment about user interface. Why don't elevators have better UI interfaces? So think about it. You're a consumer, you're in an elevator, and you hit the wrong button, and man, you are going to wait, right? You can't unclick the button, and you can't get out because the doors are closed. So user interface, think about the elevator experience as you're trying to figure out what you're going to put out there. But even more important, I think, David, with these times, right, a lot of layoffs in the industry. By the way, if you're looking for work, please contact me. But a lot of layoffs in the industry right now. A lot of focus on process and procedure. And a lot of focus on cost. But we also should be focusing on training, right? We should be focusing on who the customer is. And not always the homeowner. The customer is our loan officers. It's our operational staff. Have you ever thought about sending them a survey? So instead of them just telling you when things go wrong and whisper down the lane and you hear it, someone's complaining about your technology and they hate it, or they came from another system and they refuse to use what you have, right? You've heard all that before. Survey them. Figure out where the data, the numbers bring you to, and where are the most important areas that you may need to train. It may not be you need to buy new technology. You may have everything you possibly need. You're working on the integration strategy, but you don't have your teams trained correctly. And you may open up holes where you may have to make some revisions or changes to how things work. I'll give you a perfect example. It may be that you have a point-of-sale technology and you're emailing support for things. If you contacted that vendor, if you knew that that was a pain point for your staff because of how many people are getting access and removing access to different systems, maybe if you had administrative access or you dedicated one person, everybody's experience would be a lot better and people would be happier because your loan officers would realize that the customer service you're providing them is much faster. Sometimes little things mean a lot, right? So training, I think, is huge as you think about your tech strategy and remembering what the strategy was and the mission and helping your staff re-engage with that. Let's move on, David. I want to talk about one other thing, fraud. So fraud continues to be huge, not only for your staff, and I know that you usually probably have your yearly or biannual security reviews where they have to join a Zoom meeting for an hour and watch a presentation about a guy and telling you things that most people already know. But fraud is up. People getting text messages saying that your Amazon account was hacked, or actually, they're even better. They're more mischievous, David. They actually do things like click here to view your receipt, and you didn't buy something, and you're wondering why you got a message that says that. You click on it, asks you to enter your information to confirm, and now they have your Amazon information, yep. Right? And people are doing that with iCloud. People are doing that with anything. And then also, it's a good time to remind your borrowers. Right. And I think, David, one of the weeks that you were at a conference and Jack was hosting on his own, I think I brought up one topic which had to do with password security. Right. So that's important. But more importantly, you have to help your customers, your borrowers, remember that those email accounts they have, they're being scanned and they've been scanned for years. And their passwords more than likely is their dog, their address, or just because you have a one and an exclamation point at the end or two at symbols doesn't mean that that's not hackable. And the second that a loan transaction or something of worthiness to that hacker comes through, that's when they enact on access to your account. And that's the time that they've been prepared and waiting for your borrowers to decide that we're going to wire money somewhere. And those scams, if you Google it, they're still go on every day. And sometimes they can't get that money back. So now's a good time to think about your tech strategy, but more important, think about your customers, which is internal customers and external customers. And that's it for today, David.
Good job. Yeah, Regina Lowry's got a great product on that. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. David Kittle knows that person really well. David, what's the name? I'm going to turn on your mic and just say, what's the name of Regina's company again that covers that so well?
Dietrix.
Thank you. Fresh in my memory. I should know that.
Yes.
They do a great job of covering that risk. I mean, you bring up a really, really good point, Alan. We got to be watching the mortgage fraud. It's going up and away. So looking for those opportunities, quick money, and it's gone. You cannot get it back. Very rare. There have been a few instances where it's gotten clawed back, but very, very rare. Very good, Alan. Can you stick around and hopefully participate in the Hot Topic segment? Love to have your participation.
I wouldn't miss it.
Folks, next week we have Andrea Lightfoot coming on of Simple Nexus along with Celine Kalem of Thrive. I'm really looking forward to this discussion, talking a lot about what's going on. And Andrea's bringing on Celine is because of what successes Thrive is having. So we're going to be getting in and talking about with a mortgage letter. Again, this is one of the things that TMC does at the collabs real well, and they bring in and they talk with each other about what's happening on. So listen in next week on the Hot Topic segment as Andrea and Celine will be talking about things that are making it work for Thrive and how they're doing it with Simple Nexus. Yes, they're a sponsor, but it's important tips that we can get in here about what's happening. A special thank you goes out to all of our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modix, MBA, Knowledge Coop, Mortgage Collaborative, the SnapDocs group, as well as a Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, Total Expert, Form Free, Simple Nexus. We appreciate all of them. And we thank you, listeners, for being here with us. Have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week and thanks for listening.